Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. The summer and thus the summer blockbuster movie season are coming to a close, and our next guest says this year the movie season was kind of a flop. Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr says while the summer movie season usually produces average films, this year was below average. And Ty Burr joins us now. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay, well, it seems like this summer we really didn't have any big movies that folks got excited about. Am I right in that? And why is that?
Well, there were certainly movies that Hollywood thought were big and wanted you to get excited about. But how we reacted to them was another matter entirely. Box office was down for the summer. I think there were more flops or critical flops than there have been. There was no one title that everybody rushed out and had to see, unless you count Finding Dory, which
right.
was the big box office winner. I think to me the summer was typified by a movie like Suicide Squad, which got terrible reviews, and even the people who went to see it, it's made a lot of money and it's still making a lot of money, but nobody seems to be very enthusiastic about it or like it a lot. It's a dark, grim, cynical, joyless movie, but it's kind of all we've got out there. We've also seen Hollywood try to restart certain franchises. There was a new Tarzan movie. Do we need a new Tarzan movie in 2016? Audiences didn't seem to think so. There was a new Ghostbusters, which was an okay film. It wasn't great. It wasn't terrible. But aside from the ridiculous controversy over the casting, people really didn't get that excited about it. It just was not a summer in which enthusiasm for one movie or another sort of extended to the box office as a whole. It seemed to me, if there were people who were talking about anything, it was Stranger Things on Netflix. It was stuff that the people were watching at home.
So is that why you think things were kind of flat at the box office, maybe? I mean, maybe it wasn't necessarily the caliber of the films we're talking about. Maybe it was just because of other forms of entertainment. And, hey, the weather was really nice this summer, too, right?
I think you're onto it. I think there's been a paradigm shift slowly occurring, and we might be at a pivot point where the movies as a whole just aren't that interesting to us anymore, especially in the summer when the studios rely on product as opposed to smart movie scripts or, you know, great performances or other things that might bring people to the theater. You know, it's a time of sequels, of reboots, of remakes, and everything just feels so calculated that if you want to find something fresh, you got to go somewhere else to look for it, and that tended to be streaming TV.
So it's not necessarily that movies aren't all that interesting to us, because we're watching more than ever, aren't we? I mean, I hear more about Netflix series and things on HBO that I need to watch that I never really heard before. So is it just that there are different places using video and film in a different way that tend to be more interesting than the movies are?
I actually think that the two-hour movie experience is becoming old-fashioned. I think people are beginning to look at it the way they looked at silent films at the dawn of the talkies. Obviously there are good movies out there. There were good smaller movies out there all summer. I would have sent people to go see Don't Think Twice, which is Mike Birbiglia's wonderful comedy about an improv troupe. Hell or High Water, which is this great bank robbery movie in Texas with Ben Foster and Chris Pine and Jeff Bridges. It's a wonderful movie. I actually even like Sausage Party a lot. I thought that was a really funny movie, but, you know, don't send the tenderhearted to go see it. There is fresh thinking out there or fresh ways of telling old stories, but not in the multiplexes.
Wow. Yeah. Now we're talking about lists. You recently wrote a piece in response to a BBC poll of movies. Tell us a little bit about that, just very briefly.
Well, the BBC, the culture desk of BBC.com reached out to hundreds of movie critics a couple of months ago and asked them to send in their list of the best movies of the new millennium, of the 2000s. Mm-hmm. And they put the list together and added it all up, and they released a list of 100 films that are the best of the millennium, starting with number one. Surprising, but actually I think it's kind of apt, is David Lynch's Mulholland Drive, which is a movie that just confused the hell out of everybody when they saw it the first time, but that actually, I believe it's actually the most logical movie he's ever made, and it holds up very, very well and says some interesting things about Hollywood and the entertainment industry and stardom and persona and dreams, of course. Mm-hmm. Hollywood's our own dream factory, and that's a movie that two-thirds of which is a dream.
Mm-hmm. And you have your own list as well that our listeners can link to, your article for The Globe and your list of this summer swaps and other underperformers and overachievers. We'll have that on our website at radioboston.org. You like making a list or not really?
Let's put it this way. I made the list, but I alphabetized it. Ranking is crazy when the movies are this good.
All right. Very, very good. Ty Burr, film critic for the Boston Globe. Thanks very much for being with us today. Have a nice weekend.
You too, Deborah. Thanks.
That's it for today and this week. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker. Have a great weekend and join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.